Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
Well, you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. We can listen to all of our shows, watch our shows, vote for our polls, read our blogs, do all the sex stuff. You can find all the sex information and relationship information that you need. It is Free Friday, everyone. Happy Free Friday. As you know, we do shows on Monday, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, but Friday is free for everyone. So happy Friday. Happy Free Friday. Hi, Menace. How you doing, honey?
How you doing?
I'm doing really well. I'm still recovering from our amazing book party the other night.
I know. I mean, I didn't get drunk because it was too hard for me to get alcohol, probably, which was a good thing.
It's a good thing when it's busy,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, it was an amazing.
Besides that.
Yeah, it was an amazing. It was an amazing party.
I know. You would tell me, too. You'd be like,
you would just
be like, whatever, it sucked. Your friends suck. But right. You liked it. Good.
Yeah. It was a very eclectic group of people, all types of shapes and sizes.
Exactly.
And backgrounds. I really like that kind of a mix.
Me too.
And it was fun.
Fun party. Yeah. We had Jimmy Jane was our co-sponsor, who makes the most amazing toys if you haven't checked them out yet. And our alcohol sponsors were Blue Angel and Laurent Perrier.
And where's my bottles? Jesus,
I'm so sorry. They were for the party. And we had a charity raffle where people won $1,300 worth of Jimmy Jane toys. And the money goes to CECUS. It's the Sexuality Information and Education Council of the United States. They provide education and information about sexuality and sexual and reproductive health. We had a Jimmy Jane kissing booth and vibrators at the tables. It was super fun. Lots of people. And it was celebrating my book, Hot Sex, which you can buy in stores now. And you can also order it on Amazon. It's called Hot Sex, over 200 things you can try tonight. And people love it. I found out from my publisher who was there that it already went into its second printing, which it's way outsold their expectations. So I'm very happy it's doing so well.
Yeah, that's really cool. I enjoyed your speech.
You did? You thought I made a good speech?
Yeah, it was cool.
Well, what didn't you like about it? Okay, critique me.
Maybe had a couple glasses.
No, I hadn't. I had not. I had half a glass of champagne all night.
Really?
Because
you were holding one. Maybe you were just nervous.
Oh, I was probably nervous.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people there.
Yeah.
It's so funny because I don't get nervous on the show ever here. Like, I'm just like, what? Yeah, mm-hmm. it's just me talking to you. But, and hundreds of thousands of other people listening. But there was like, you know, all the people, the publishers and whatever. I seem nervous, though. I didn't feel nervous.
A little nervous. You seem a little nervous.
Okay, that's fine. That's about par for the course.
Yeah.
Whatever, I'm going to be nervous.
Actually, I hate that situation, too. If it's
you do hate that.
A couple hundred people, I hate talking in front of them. But if it's 20,000 people, I'm totally fine.
That's weird. That is weird.
Yeah, because for my other job, I get on stage a lot.
Oh, right.
And it's seriously like 20,000 people. But I don't see really past the 8 rows. So
right.
It's kind of, you know.
Right. You just.
So it's not that bad.
But
when
it's
like a couple hundred people and you can see everybody's face, oh, my God. I can't do anything.
I know. It's scary.
And people force me in that situation all the time, and I hate it.
I know. Do you know that public speaking is the biggest fear, like, next to death that people have? It's like
really?
Death is number one, and number two is public speaking.
Yeah.
People have, like, serious, serious anxiety over it. So
I'm not afraid to go up there. It's just I know I'm not really good at forming sentences.
Right. Forming sentences.
So I know.
Even right now.
I know I'll bomb.
No, you are, honey. You always say that. It's like, why would you be on this talk show with me if you were not good at forming sentences?
I don't know.
I mean, sometimes you're a little aggressive and annoying, but you can always form sentences. Just kidding.
Do you really want to get into that
I'm
again?
Totally kidding. I love you, honey. You know how much I love you. Okay, today's show is how to reignite the flame. You might have been with your partner for a while and, you know, maybe you just need to kind of kick things into gear. We're going to give you some tips for how to reignite the sexual flame and how to reignite the relationship flame. We're going to get into that. We're also reading your emails today. Some topics include foot fetishes, Kegels, threesomes, and online dating after a divorce. You can always leave us a message at 415-992-7392 on our voicemail, and we might just play your question that you would leave for us if you want to leave a question or comment during the show. And we've got a new poll up that's been up for a few days now. Do you like being dominated? A, yes, but only the light stuff, like being pinned down. B, yes, I'd be down for handcuffs and whips. C, yeah, bring on all the stuff. D, no, I'm not into that kind of stuff. So let us know what you think.
Good.
What do I think?
Can we get into another subject real quick?
Yeah.
What about your brother? That's a big part of everything. We kind of just blew over it.
My brother was here yesterday on yesterday's show. We're looking for the audio so we can post it. And he was awesome.
I loved
my brother. Was amazing. We got into some serious – it was like an Emily therapy session yesterday. I thought I should lie down on the table or bring a couch, roll a couch in the room as they were analyzing me. But what was the highlight, you think? What do you think you got from that? My brother's an amazing man.
Of course I love my favorite parts where he's like, you're acting like you're still in college. You need to check to see if your eggs are still good. Like, he was pretty brutal.
But
I think he gave some good insight on, that I never heard from you about – how your father's dating life was, and it seems very similar to how you act today.
Yeah, exactly. That my dad was my parents got divorced when I was 9, and my dad was always dating women. Like, we saw him twice a week, like Thursdays and Sundays, and like sometimes he'd bring one woman, and we'd for like 3 months, and we'd get really attached to her, and then like the next date there'd be like the next time we see him there'd be like a new woman 3 months later, and then another woman, and he was always like afraid to be alone, I think, so he like married like three times and all that stuff, but then he died when I was 19. But anyway, the difference is that I don't have children.
Yeah.
But I guess my dad was a serial dater.
But that was a really good piece of information that I never knew.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. So I love that.
That's, I think,
we got real. We got real.
And I really like your brother because he's not really at least what I got from him when I got to hang out with him. He's not really free with his words like you are. Like, you just blurt out anything and everything. Even when I tell you not to say anything, you just go ahead and do it.
That's when I do say it.
But but he just seemed like really confident, chooses his words wisely. And
he's handsome too.
I don't really go that way, but yeah, he is a handsome man.
He is a handsome man. Yeah. Oh, I'm just like, you should hang out with us. He's here all weekend.
Uh-huh.
We're going to go to some parties and we're going to see some friends and hang out.
That's cool. I really enjoyed hanging out
with him. I'm so glad.
I hope he liked me. He probably didn't.
He did. Oh, he thought you were awesome.
No.
Oh my God. He totally thought you were awesome. He's like, you guys got a good gig going. He's awesome. He thought you were great.
Really?
Who doesn't think you're great? I mean,
other than you, but he is family, so he might not think I'm great also.
No, he thought you were great. He loved it. He loved being on the show. So everyone's got to check out yesterday's show when we post it.
When we find it.
It's going to be here somewhere. That was a big thing. And then what else did we talk about this week? We had some good shows this week. Sex tips, topics. What else did we do?
I mean, what I like is also that we mentioned yesterday that you got a couple dates going on.
I got a couple dates. Yeah, one of your friends asked me out. I'm going out with him Sunday night.
Which is crazy.
Do you see us together?
Do I see you together? I don't know if I see you together because I'm afraid that you're going to run away. Because, again, what I mentioned yesterday is he might be the realest guy that you've ever hung out with.
Oh, God. I hang out with real dudes.
This guy might be so knowledgeable about life experience that you wouldn't even know what to do.
I don't know.
He would be able to tell you a thing or two about life.
I've got a lot of life experience. Okay, I can't wait to talk to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be good. Really, we're going to go out and we'll see what happens.
I think the conversation between you two is going to be amazing.
Wow.
Seriously.
You should come. Do you want to come?
Come along on the date? No. But didn't you have another date?
I have another date. I didn't have a date this week, but I have another date next week, too.
Okay.
But I don't know about
my... Good.
That one's a blind date that my friend's fixing me up with. That one was actually going to be on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But now that one was moved, and then your friend asked me out Sunday, so I'm going out with him.
Oh,
I put him first.
Whatever.
Well,
calendar.
It's hard to keep track of all of them. So, it's any friend of Mendes's is a date of mine.
Hey, you know, all my friends that I talk to are amazing. I mean, all my friends that
friends the other night?
Yeah, I had a girl with me who's
right.
a friend of mine.
She's cute. We all thought she was cute, and we approved.
She's cute, yeah. I have your interns like throwing grenades in me hanging out with her. Like, are you going? What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
They're all trying to find out who you're taking to Vegas for Thanksgiving.
And then she talked to me later after we left, and she goes, "That was a really odd question that randomly came out from the one of the interns. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?" I was like, I know. But that, I kept it real. I told her what was going on.
Right.
I said that I was leaving to Las Vegas and I was going with somebody.
Yeah, we all want to find out. We're sleuths. My interns are sleuths working overtime trying to find out the message.
Whatever.
Sorry, I hope that wasn't too awkward. Oops.
No, I just kept it real, man.
Yeah, you always keep it real.
I don't need that.
But she was adorable and everyone was – I thought it was a good-looking crowd, good, hip, cool crowd.
Yeah.
It was fun. That's it. Yeah, that's what we got. That was a fun week. It's been a crazy week. TGIF,
and we apologize for like the shows being kind of off and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I know they haven't been too consistent. Like so many things have been going on, but we'll be back on track.
Yep.
And we'll be good.
Starting next week, yeah. Like for sure, every day at 1 o'clock, except for Wednesdays, yeah. We will have shows. It's just been, we've had some technical stuff, but we're great.
Yeah. And we've been all over the place, and we got to thank, we've been moving the studio around, like trying to make things better. And we really got to thank Stitcher for dealing with us.
Yes,
on the show.
We love Stitcher.
So download the app. It's free.
Yeah.
Stitcher. There's a big sign behind you. And the app is free. And all you got to do is download the app and you can search Sex with Emily and you can listen to Sex with Emily on your smartphone.
Yep.
And they also have an iPad app too.
Oh, so. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
I love Stitcher. So yeah, everyone download ASAP and also download my app Kaggle Camp, which is just skyrocketing through the iTunes store.
I know since I played the clip, right. That's why.
That's right. Exactly. Because it's my voice
guiding you through all
guiding that. Through your Kaggles.
And another thing too, can we email our friends so we don't forget to help us out with the show? Technically, a lot of people are asking us about HTML5 for the video.
Okay.
I know you have no idea what that is, but that's so
– Well, that's video... good because we're having a call with them on Monday. So cool. write that down to
you. So I just want to let people know that we're working on it. This is what – this is so people can watch the video on their
right.
iPads.
Okay. Because a lot of people still listen to the show, which is great. You listen, but you can also watch it every day.
Yeah, it's a video
So right
podcast.
Now you can see me on camera.
Yeah.
Follows working. Okay, let's get into some sex in the news, buddy.
Go for it.
All right. Sexting teens are more likely to be depressed. Cable television's favorite teen crisis, sexting, is back in the news again. According to a new study by Education Development Center in Newton, Massachusetts, teenagers who sext are more likely to have symptoms of depression. The sexters, who make up a pretty low portion of the sample, were more than twice as likely to report depressive symptoms as their non-sexting peers. They were also more likely to have attempted suicide. The study found that girls whose sex were spread often turned to frightening self-harming behavior like cutting, bulimia, burning themselves, pulling out eyelashes or pubic hair. Furthermore, teens who identified as gay, lesbian, or bisexual or had sex were more likely to send provocative photos.
Pulling out pubic hair.
Well, you know, teenage girls do that kind of thing. They pull or they cut or they pull out their eyelashes and stuff like that.
Well, sexting probably as a teenage girl, you're doing that. A little bit for attention, just, you know,
yeah.
From a guy and stuff like that.
Please don't do it. Girls, teenage girls, if you're listening to the show, do not send provocative photos. You don't know where they're going to end up.
And
I don't want you to get depressed.
Well, if you're 18 and up, you can send them to me. They will be safe.
Menace does lock everything, I guess. But he's
lock
yeah.
and key,
he's like Fort Knox, but don't send him to Menace. Just don't take the pictures. And I'm surprised. I wonder if sexting adults are likely to be depressed too.
Sexting adults? No, because probably sexting adults does lead to actual sex.
That's true.
Yeah. Or nay.
Yeah.
So can I ask you real quick?
Yeah.
I was thinking about things. I just got a text message from a friend in Los Angeles who's coming to town for Thanksgiving. Have you decided what you're going to do for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I'm going home to Michigan.
You are
going
to go
I
home.
I am going to Michigan.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So? What's up with the potentials in Michigan?
You know, it's funny because my brother was saying that he might have some guys to fix me up with in Michigan. I feel like I know everybody in Michigan. Like everyone's there. They're married. But there's some new blood, he says. So maybe I'll be dating someone in Michigan. I'll let you know. But I'll be there for like almost a week, I think.
What?
Which will be sad. I know.
I totally wanted to go to Michigan. Now you're just telling me you're going.
Do you want to come?
I wanted to.
Now you love my brother.
When are you going?
It's really fun.
What days?
Like November 20th to the, I don't know, 28th or something.
Really?
Because we don't celebrate Christmas, so it's our – you can fit it in. You're going to Vegas, though.
I'm going to Vegas for just like 2 days.
Are you not going to eat turkey in Vegas?
I'm going to find a restaurant that serves turkey.
Okay. Because you got to have turkey, honey. I don't like you being in Vegas for Thanksgiving. But I guess I hold Thanksgiving in such high regard because that's my family's Christmas. So that's when we all get together. So I just – I worry. I want you to be happy.
I love big Thanksgiving dinners, but it just doesn't happen in my family anymore. So I'm not going to go to
you should come home with me and blow
out
Vegas.
I'm not going to go to some depressing – I'm not going to go to some depressing dinner where it's like a quarter of my family is going to be there.
Right. That's true.
It sucks because back then
it
used to be this huge extravaganza, which I loved. And I loved cooking I love cooking some of the food too.
Right.
Doesn't happen anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. But you're going to have fun in Vegas. I'm not really worried about you, but it would be fun to have you home. You've met my mom now. You've met my brother. Like, it's good.
I want to experience Michigan.
It's really fun and beautiful. And, it might snow and we'll see.
Yeah. Another place I want to visit is Ohio. There's a lot of beautiful women in Ohio.
I know. There are. I have tons of friends from Ohio.
I want to go there.
You should just move to Chicago, Ohio, find yourself a wife, and then move back. Like, move there for 3 months, mm-hmm. find yourself a chick, and then move back. Because you like the Midwestern girls.
I do. They're amazing. They're so cool.
Well, a myth that, speaking of Midwestern girls, another highlight of the interview with my brother yesterday was that he said, I've always kind of been the same. You assumed that I was something, someone different growing up, and then I moved out here and become crazy, wacky San Francisco chick. But I've always been crazy, wacky chick, said my brother.
No, he kind of alluded to it got heightened when you came here.
Well, yeah, but everything gets heightened when you come to San Francisco because it's a crazy town.
Yeah.
Okay. Madonna on boy toys. They're more than just sexual appendages, she says. Madonna explains what she looks for in a lover. Well, it can be more than just sexual appendages. I don't necessarily like to use the word lover because it sounds like they just came over and have sex with you. I aspire to more than that, and I need more than that. Respect for women and understanding that everything must be earned. Those are two big ones. Someone to share my inner life with. That's extremely important. It's also important that my children admire and respect this partner that I would choose for myself. Is she dating some new boy toy right now or something?
Well, last time I heard about her, she had like a 20-year-old boyfriend
or
something
like that. She's like
52. Yeah.
But if he's not an appendage.
Yeah.
She shares her inner life and her outer life with him, apparently.
I'm sure she has a lot of life experience to share with him.
I'm sure she does. Would you sleep with Madonna?
No.
No.
I don't want to see what the lower half of her body looks like.
Dude, she's not old. She's like 50-something. That's not old.
But she's had a lot of life experience, so I'm good.
I knew you were going to say that.
What?
Okay, Blake. Okay, we already read this one. All right. What?
What? Our intern is laughing because she got what I was saying.
I know you're saying that she's had a lot of life experience and you don't think her vagina would be something you'd want to look at. You think I missed that? You think I'm an idiot?
No, you just kind of blew over
it. Well, because I don't like to entertain your things that you say about women's vaginas. I don't like when you trash
the women too.
I don't like when you trash the vagina. I take personal offense to it.
I would hope that you're like, oh, I don't want to get with a guy that's like, you know, the same age that you know that's been with 1,000 chicks.
I just want to be with a guy.
I would feel the same way, but maybe you don't. You're like, ah, whatever.
Whatever. I don't feel, and I just don't like you ripping on the vagina. Anyone's vagina. Even if I don't know the vagina. Like, I don't know Madonna.
You take a lot of defense to that.
To the vagina?
I'm not talking about your vagina.
I don't care. I stand for all women. All vaginas are one. We are one. We all vaginas stand in unison.
God, you're acting like a vagina right now.
Thank you. Okay, that's good. Jonah Hill says filming sex scenes is never sexy. When it comes time to film the sex scene briefly shown in the Red Band trailer for Hill's upcoming From the Sitter, he was lucky enough to be working with a friend. He says, Ari Grainer plays my girlfriend and she's great. We're really good friends, so it was not weird or anything. He told MTV First. It was actually really funny and we laughed about it. She was committed and cool. For Hill, the key to surviving a sex scene is to make sure you're friends with your partner beforehand. If you're friends with the person, it's funny. If you're not, it's just awkward. But funny is the best you're going to do, he says. It's never sexy. You know what I mean? It's never like, oh, man, that was sexy. It's like 8 a.m. and they've been drinking coffee. It's very mechanical. There are 100 crude dudes around, blah, blah, blah. Can't admit.
Who's Jonah Hill?
Again? I don't know.
Do you know Jonah Hill? No. Is that him?
From where?
From Superbad?
Yes, that's who it is.
That is?
Mm-hmm.
Is this like his first sex scene? I've never seen him do any sex scenes.
I don't even want to see him in a sex scene, I don't think. But, okay. But, yeah, you always hear a celebrity say that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like it's hot filming a sex scene with cameras around. And, like, mm-hmm. literally, you know, you've been on a movie set. There's, like, 800 crew and you're, like, doing it.
If you're doing sex scenes, you got to shoot them yourself.
Like Menace does.
Yeah.
When can I come over and watch your sex tape library?
Well, when are you free?
Tomorrow, tonight.
All right,
my brother and I could come over. It'd be a great bonding experience.
Yes, and I can make you guys margaritas.
I had a great margarita last night. My brother and I had this really long dinner. We talked about everything. We went to Beetle Nut in San Francisco, which is a great restaurant. Have you been there on Union Street?
Never heard of it. Does it take reservations?
Yes. It's one of the best restaurants in the city. You've never been.
I'll take you to this awesome place that doesn't take reservations.
Although your friend who I'm going out with on Sunday night said, I'll make a reservation somewhere.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That was nice of him. Okay, Kim Kardashian losing her reality show, ? Along with the divorce, Kim K has got risks of losing the reality show that made her famous worldwide. With her news of her divorce, E! Is going to cancel her reality show.
Whatever. No
Kim
way.
Recently visited her husband, Chris Humphries, at his house. People are thinking that she's going positive or she changed her mind about the divorce. But the real reason why Kim got on a plane is not that she changed her mind about the divorce and can't live without him. She was afraid E! Might cancel her show considering the divorce. It came to hear that Chris is connected to E! Network. If E! Cancels her show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, she'll lose $2 million per season. She will also have to lose 30% of the gross from commercials, blah, blah, blah. Wow. Wow. How much money has Kim Kardashian made right now? Whatever.
Oh, she's worth I think the brand made over 30-plus million.
With all
I mean, I don't think she needs any more money. I mean, she has an awesome car collection that I admire. Like,
does
Bentley's
she?
And she just bought recently this white Ferrari that's super awesome.
Oh, my God.
But,
you think she drives them?
Yeah, she does.
Does she know how to drive a stick? See, I don't know how to drive a stick. So
I would love to teach you.
What did you say?
I would love to teach you.
I would love that. I would love to drive a stick. I can't believe I don't know how. But so when I get my fancy car, I will have to have you teach me.
I'll teach you how to drive your Ferrari.
Okay, thank
you. But I already told you that she has an entire series that hasn't even aired yet where it's them together in New York.
And now they will just be like, no one will watch it because they're divorced, or people will watch it?
No, people are totally going to watch it.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I don't believe, it's going to get canceled.
Yeah, that was like a question mark. It was probably some gossip thing.
Yeah, and then they have to do another season where they see her life after the divorce.
Right.
So she at least got one more season.
I'm not worried that they're kicking her off television. They love her. Whatever. So that was stupid Sex in the News story.
Yeah. It needs to be – No. I mean,
it's important. It could be.
Yeah. I really would like to see – because the family are the ones that are really funny, the people around her.
She's not that funny, is she?
She's very serious. She doesn't
– She doesn't drink.
She doesn't want to be seen in a bad light at all. So like when they make fun of her, she like loses it. And she's not as open as everybody else.
Okay.
So everyone else around her is like super entertaining. And so if they – if they do another season where they're around and like just antagonizing her about it, then I think that would be really good.
Do you watch it?
Yeah, I watch all the episodes.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Of course.
Okay. We should get into some emails.
Okay.
But I need to watch. I'm going to watch it too. I'm going to watch a lot of television next week. I've decided. Hey, Emily, I told my girlfriend to listen to your show with me and she heard it all and she said to herself, John, 2 years. She seemed pretty confused, but then okay with it. I asked her about – This is in response to an email about foot fetishes that we read the other day.
Okay.
And he responded back to it because he has a foot fetish and he was afraid to tell his girlfriend about it. So he told his girlfriend to listen to my response, which was probably something like, you're totally fine. Just tell your girlfriend about it and it'll be okay. She seemed pretty confused, but then okay with it. I asked her about foot fetishes and how she felt. She said she didn't really think about feet sexually, but would be happy to try new stuff. My foot fetish has standards, FYI. The foot needs to be clean, well taken care of, smells good, pedicured, etc., of course. So I asked her if she would do the foot fetish acts on me as I do it on her, and she said maybe, but she did give me a good foot massage, so slowly it's working, I guess. LOL. I feel so much better for getting this off my chest, but would love if she had a foot fetish too. Thanks, John. So I told him to open up to communication, not to hide it from her, and things are fine.
Yeah, and females don't have foot fetish.
No, it's usually guys who do. But he was probably just saying it'd make life easier if she had one too.
Well, this is – I don't think a woman should be complaining about foot fetish because usually guys that have foot fetish – at least I had a friend that had a foot fetish. Again, he couldn't – we've been trying to break this code for a long time and figure out what brings a foot fetish to
into
light,
his psyche, right?
You know, and then he always liked to buy her shoes. So why would
– Oh, my God. I want a guy with a foot fetish. Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Send
I'm
shoes.
I'm obsessed with shoes.
What size?
Boots. Size 7.
Size 7?
Yeah. If you're a shoe manufacturer and you want me to wear your shoes and their 5-inch heels are over, I'm totally down. 4 to 5 inches.
Okay.
Yeah. So
– You need a P.O. box like my friends.
Oh, you're right.
I have friends that are
– I used to have one, but – Now I have my office. Seriously, if you want to send me shoes, we'll talk about it. I will wear them. I wear high heels every single day. Because you don't even know. You told me yesterday that was a big thing, too. You were like, how tall are you?
Yeah, I never even know. Because you're always in heels that are super tall.
Exactly. So I'm not even going to tell you unless you have to listen to yesterday's show. Dear Emily, I purchased your Kaggle Camp iPhone app and I've been using it for a week and I really like it so far. I like the audio direction as it takes you to the exercises and the fact that it starts you at a level that is easy enough to not be discouraging, but not so easy as to be a joke. Thanks for the great app, Kevin. So that's Kaggle Camp. Kegels are important. The reason why Kegel people, and I love that so many guys are using it because it's for men and women. People think that Kegel exercises are just for women, but it's for men. It helps you have longer, stronger erections. So if you're having some erectile issues, it can help with that. For women, you have longer, stronger orgasms, more intense orgasms. So download Kegel Camp now, and we are coming out with the droid version soon.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Finally.
Okay.
Can I, before you get into the next
one? Yes.
I'm totally wearing different glasses right now. You didn't say anything.
I did. I like them.
Didn't say nothing. That's cool. You don't have to compliment them now.
I like them. What's the
They're brown.
They're brown. Usually you're wearing black.
Yeah.
What happened to your red ones that you used to always wear?
Are you over at the house. I just wear them when I'm intoxicated. I have like crazy ones.
Tinky Winky?
I have Tinky Winky. I have like bright red glasses. I have turquoise glasses. I have white glasses. And then... So when people come over, we just drink and then wear funny glasses.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never get invited to those parties.
What? You want
to
come over?
Do I have to bring You know I want to come over to your parties and hang out with your friends. They'd like me even though you don't like my friends. I'm sure I'd like your friends.
Because my friends are awesome.
Dude.
I'm just kidding. I'm giving you a hard time. Just because that one chick rubbed me the wrong way, now
one
I don't
time
like
you think all my friends are like that.
Yeah.
Okay, Emily, my husband and I had a threesome with a friend. He watched her and I go to town.
Hell yeah.
And he only had sex with me.
Hell yeah.
Now he wants to do it again. But this time he wants to have sex with the other girl too.
Oh, she doesn't like that.
I don't think I'd mind, but we have a rocky relationship. He doesn't like sex as much as I do, nor does he like having sex as often as me. Would letting him have sex with another girl light the flame again? Shar from Post Falls, Idaho. Okay, Shar, here's the deal. Do not have the threesome again. You are having a rocky relationship. The only couples that should have threesomes are people who are in a good, stable relationship and you can set rules and guidelines and boundaries. And I can tell you this, that just by letting him have sex with your friend is not going to change your issues with him. You're not having sex as frequently as you'd like. He doesn't enjoy it as much as you do. Sure, it could add a little spark to it for a little bit, but I wouldn't say that having a threesome is going to solve your sexual woes or your relationship woes. So I would say stop with the threesomes and start working internally on your sex life. Talk to him about the fact that, you feel like you need more sex. There might have to be some compromises made. So I would steer clear of the threesome for now. You already did it. That sounds like things aren't great. I'd say no.
Yeah.
That's a no. That would be a negative.
Even though I really would root for a threesome because this guy can get laid by both chicks and I don't want to hate, but you're a woman. You're never going to let it go.
Never like what? Oh, if he sleeps with the girl, it's hard to watch a guy do that. I mean,
you're gonna bring it up every single fight, every 5 seconds. You're just gonna destroy your relationship.
It's hard to get rid of that.
Yeah,
that.
It's funny. I was talking to a lady yesterday. She was 65 years old, and we were joking around and talking about how she was married for like 30 plus years, and she's like, "I never forget anything." She goes, we were fighting just yesterday about something, and she goes, I brought up something that happened 2 years into our marriage.
Oh, my God.
She's like, we don't forget anything.
Oh, my God.
I go, yeah, that's why I choose my words wisely.
Yeah, you have to be careful. People don't forget, and this image in your mind of him having sex with your friend could be tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into the topic.
All right.
It's called Reigniting the Spark. Which is kind of what she's talking about. What Char was just talking about is she was hoping to have a threesome. That is not on my list here of things to reignite the spark. I'm sorry to say, but when you have to reignite – this is what the bummer, okay? I'm just going to break it down for you. All couples need to reignite their spark eventually. So let me just tell you the good news. The good news is that you're not alone, that when you're with someone for over 2 years, usually you're biologically speaking, it's going to be more challenging to keep up that same passion and that fire that you had at the beginning. You're always going to need to rekindle the flame. So if you want to go back to how it was, don't expect anyone other than yourself to make it happen. And if there was a spark there once, it's still there. It just might be turned down just a little bit. But it can be reignited. And there's a lot of reasons why a lot of times the sparks are not there, why there's like lack of spark and lack of intimacy. And a lot of times it's because couples, like two of the main reasons are because couples don't have enough time and they're also tired. So maybe they have kids, they're really busy, they're running around, their schedules don't meet, so there's no time, and also they're just exhausted. At the end of the day, they're like, I just want to watch TV, I want to chill out, and that's what they want to do. So I would say that...
So this is the big reason also for you
why
you don't want to get married.
Well, it bums me out, but I think that if I think that, well, for example, there are things you can do to reignite it. So I wouldn't have a problem with that because I know all the tricks, which I'm going to share right now.
Okay.
I have to agree with you, though, that one of my big fears about getting married is that the sex life will go bad. But again, I know the answer. So here's some. Couples to keep the spark alive have to do intense planning. They can't take their sex life for granted and or it's just not going to happen. You have to work and plan for it. So the whole date night thing is totally true. Couples need to have a date night in the bedroom and outside the bedroom. If you have kids, you can have sex in the shower so they don't hear it. And also make the bedroom your space. I know a lot of couples who do this, they kind of like the bedroom's off limit to the kids. The kids can't come in the bedroom. And you also have to remember that your sex life is going to change. If you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, your sex life is different. It's different at different points in your life. You have to adapt and find what works over the years. So that's just some basics there that, like, you're not alone, and that's why your sex life might be waning.
And you always promote date night.
Date night is important. You've got to plan for it. Okay. So plan on surprise. Here's some tricks. Plan on surprising them sexually. For example, if she's planning on having missionary sex, ask her to sit on top of you so you can look at her. Say, I want to look at you, babe. I want to check you out. A lot of couples just have missionary sex. Ask her to lower your breasts so you can play with them.
Lower the breasts.
I love when men play with their breasts. I feel like men stop playing with your breasts. I feel like when you're in a relationship for a while, guys stop playing with your breasts. They just do. They're like, I want your vagina. I don't want your breasts. So always
no,
play with the breasts.
Breasts are awesome.
Yeah, but guys stop playing with them after a while.
Yeah?
They're like, I've seen your breasts. I'm done. They're like, nah, done.
Oh, my God. You know what? I just thought of another million-dollar idea for you. Apps.
Uh-oh.
It's kind of like a version of your book. Where somebody can hit a start button and then you just instruct them what to do in a sexual act. What do you think?
Like Twister?
Yeah, we're like, you hit start and then your voice just guides them through a sexual act.
Like, move your leg to the left.
Yeah.
Put your leg, fondle her breasts.
You know?
Talk dirty.
Insert
Say this.
Your wiener into her vagina.
That's good. You think
there
people
you go,
need
another
that?
Million-dollar idea.
Okay, write that down.
I'm drunk.
Okay. You're drunk?
I sound
almost drunk. How soon till you're drunk? It's what time is it right now?
It's not margarita o'clock yet.
It's not margarita o'clock. It's 1:35. Okay. So
it is Friday though, Free Friday, which I really enjoy.
Okay. What?
It's Free Friday.
I know it is Free Friday. Everyone's listening to the show. Okay, so discuss and live out your fantasies. This is another big thing. Before you even go near acting out your fantasy, you must feel comfortable in your relationship. You must be prepared to accept your partner's fantasies in a non-judgmental way. You must be honest and say when you're okay with something or feeling comfortable. And we even had a call yesterday's show. We read an email from someone who said they did the trick of each one of you wrote down your top five fantasies. You might only have three. You might only have one. But whatever it is, you write it down and then you switch pieces of paper. And then you kind of learn a lot about your partner by knowing what their fantasies are. I can't tell you how many couples have been together for a long time and they never, ever talk about their fantasies. So that's a big thing to do. There's some fantasies.
We talked yesterday with your brother how you wouldn't act out your fantasies for your dream guy, but that's fine.
If he wanted me to dress in a Hamburglar uniform, I probably –
How far would you go for your man's
fantasy? I'd go far. I got to be honest. I think it's hot when a guy knows his fantasies. And if he's like, Emily, I think it'd be super hot if you did blank. Most things I'd probably be down with. Not most things, but if it's not too friggin' crazy out there, dangerous.
I thought you liked some danger.
Not really. Like – I don't want to have sex like on a cliff or anything.
Why not? That's
I don't know.
Cool. Nature.
I like nature sex, but not scary sex.
Yeah.
So some fantasies you can try out. Domination, submission fantasies. That's popular. Threesomes, nurse and doctor, voyeuristic, and exhibitionism. Those are some common fantasies. We've talked a lot about domination and submission this week.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't really break down like a fantasy that you would like.
I don't know.
I mean,
fantasies.
You don't have to talk about like sexual act, but just like something that would happen.
Okay. For example, if you have a fantasy of – that's a great point, Menace. Thank you for having me elaborate. So I think that let's say you're a guy and you have a fantasy of having sex in public, for example. But she's like really nervous about it. You could try to have sex like in a park or nature or something. Maybe there's no one walking by yet, but you could start to test it, you know, when you're on a hike or something and go in the woods and have sex. So that would still be like outdoor sex, but it wouldn't necessarily be someone. You could see how she feels about that, and then you can move it into a different venue. Maybe a more public place. Let's see if you can get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
but
kind of thing.
That's, is that yours?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't know. What's yours?
I think like one is just like, she initiates, like she totally
right.
like hits me up. Hey, what are you doing? I want to hang out with you. And then the moment like we hang out, she's just down. I don't want to like, she's dominating me, but I just want like one time. I don't have to put any work into it.
Does
I don't
that
have
ever
to feel
happen?
Like,
did this ever happen to you?
No.
You've never had a woman initiate sex with you.
I mean, yeah, but just not in that way. Like,
right, like I want you, menace, grabbing you.
Yeah,
like,
it's like
boom,
we have
boom,
to
boom,
hang
boom,
out for
here.
A couple hours. We got to talk.
You got to whack, whack, whack. I wish it, yeah. You just want a woman who like doesn't talk.
No,
that's
just
your fantasy.
Like, just one time where
a
just
mute.
Like,
you'd like to date a mute?
No, I definitely don't want to date a mute because I love having. I do love having conversations. I just
you want a remote time, controlled mute, so
no.
Maybe she's partially mute.
Maybe I just never clarify this. It's because I'm always joking about talking because I always go to the negative where I believe that the talking is going to be nagging and I just don't want to do
so
that.
Is your mother a nagger?
Yes.
Huge. Of your father or of you?
Everyone.
That's what
I
it
mean,
is.
But she had good intentions. It's not like she was trying
right.
to be negative. She was just extremely worried at all times.
Right,
you know?
Right. She's one of those. High strung.
Yeah. So I would love just, you know, just one time. I don't have to be like, do all this work.
That's a really common, lots of men. I mean, I have to say of all the studies I've read and polls and all that stuff, that's the number one thing that men want is women to initiate sex more. So if you're a chick and you're listening to the show, why not try tonight when he comes home, unzipping his pants and giving him a blowjob on the living room floor?
That'd be
when you get
amazing.
To your knees. Wouldn't you love that?
I
think that's every
that.
Guy's. Like, I picture a guy coming in, dropping his, like, computer, briefcase, whatever you carry, your backpack, and then, like, she gets on her knees, unzips your pants, and takes your wiener in her mouth, as Ben would say.
Why can't you ladies just do that?
We do that. You just got to be with the right chicks.
No, I got to take you out, and we're going to do this
blah,
thing.
Blah, blah, blah,
got to see
true.
Some movie with Justin Timberlake in
it. You just got to date a girl more than once.
You know?
You got to date a girl more than once, honey.
I do.
You haven't had a girlfriend in forever.
I have not.
So I think when you're in a relationship that you should do that. But I like when guys – I mean, I've said some things. Like, I'd like to be tied up. I like dressing up. I feel like if a guy – I would love if I was with a guy who's, like, into me dressing up because I love dressing up. Mm-hmm. I think it's super fun, like heels and little outfits and stuff. That would be a fantasy.
Yeah, because you'd be buying new clothes.
Yeah.
I'd love it.
I'd love him to buy me the clothes uh-huh. that he likes and that he thinks are sexy, and then I would wear them.
Sounds like a plan.
It's a good plan. Okay. Other than sex, the things that you can do to spice up your relationship is to engage in a new activity. Try things neither of you have ever done. Plan a treasure hunt around your city leading to your date destination. That's something fun. Jumpstart your adrenaline and your arousal. So the thing is, when you're in love and you're young, it starts with an adrenaline rush. Your heart races, you get butterflies in the stomach. There are studies that show that the arousal that's created through an adrenaline-producing activity can get transferred to your partner. So go skydiving, go to a theme park, exercise together at home. Anything that can get your adrenaline going together will help you reignite that spark. Mm-hmm. You can take a vacation or a staycation. Get out of the house if only a night or two allows you guys to experience memories together. Have time away from home, no laundries, no bills, no all that stuff.
Yeah, because that's where the nagging comes in. On both parts.
On both parts. Everyone nags.
Yeah.
Touch each other more often. Touch produces arousal, comfort, and support both psychologically and physiologically. So when you start to touch, even if you are feeling like, God, we're not connecting sexually, how often do you touch? Like, I need to be with an affectionate person. I want touch all the time. Some people less so. So if you're in a relationship where you don't touch each other that much, start touching a little more, even if it's just like a little tap on the shoulder or tap on the behind. Dress up. Don't forget to just take your relationship seriously. Don't throw on your sweats the second you get home from work. We all want to still look hot, and that's a big part of it. And lastly, you should play. Relationships have to be about fun if they're going to go the distance. Shake things up constantly. Remember why you fell in love. So play together. decorate the house together during the holidays. The holidays are coming up. Just do more activities together. I feel like a lot of couples kind of live these parallel lives where they're not interacting. So that's what you should do. You should play together. Couples that play together, stay together. And that's what I got for you today on Free Friday.
I know. We're wrapping up already.
We're wrapping up. What do you think about that?
It's good. I fixed the computer.
Good.
I'm sorry, people. Also, if you've been trying to call, our computer died in the studio. We just replaced it, and we'll be taking calls.
We will be taking calls soon again.
We had to put all the new programs in there.
Exactly.
So
I love that we did that.
Now you're staring at yourself.
Well, because I can see myself in the video.
All right.
And I don't like the way the camera's set up.
Oh, God.
Anyway, we're done. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Happy Free Friday. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.